Welcome to the VA Tourism Podcast, and I'm Kojo Benton Williams. The VA Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. In today's episode, my guest, George AEC, the sales manager at Ghana's Labadi Beach Hotel, recounts his 2 decades working in the same hotel and the highlight of his career, where he had the opportunity to serve the visiting former US President George Bush to Ghana. He believes Ghana can do more to grow its tourism potential. Good evening and welcome to the another edition of the VA Tourism Podcast. And yeah, we are coming out of the lockdowns and the new normal. And today I'm privileged to be joined by George AEC, and he's the sales marketing manager at the Labadi Beach Hotel, Ghana's foremost 5-star hotel. Today he tells about his story and all of that. George, how are you?
Very well, Kojo.
Yeah, and how are things? Right from lockdown to now beginning to see semblance of normality. How are you faring?
I think we all didn't expect to have this experience.
Okay.
However, I think it also presents us with an opportunity where we begin to look at doing things the new way. And I must say that initially it was a big blow in terms of business and the revenues that we lost, because I remember very well I had just come back with my GM from Nigeria in January, and we had won some businesses that were coming through from April right on to August thereabout. However, we had a cancellation of all this due to COVID. And thanks to God, things are back to normal. We are not out of the woods yet, but I believe that with the new strategies and then the protocols that are in place, and it's business is beginning to pick up, which is for me a good feeling, because we're getting our lives back. Yeah.
No, thanks. That's good to hear. I mean, we in the media, obviously, when we hear that businesses are beginning to pick up, it's always a good thing for the sector. And just to touch on a little bit again on the same thing. So what is some of the things that you believe were the positives of the pandemic that you guys have taken on board as a hotel and as a hospitality unit?
Well, first and foremost, I think it's presented us an opportunity to be innovative. The way we used to do business has changed. We've changed the face of how we used to do business. There was a lot of physical contact in the past, but now we've had to kind of look at new ways where there is limit of contact, direct contact with people, yet business goes on. I must also say that it has given us the opportunity to be able to find new markets and then introduce new ways of having business. For example, our conferences, we have had to be like a host where we can always do
hybrid,
like Zoom conferences, yes. Where this can be you can have all the other people joining you, not necessarily coming to the facility and all that. So in a way, it has been positive.
Okay, no, that's fine. Okay, all right. I mean, enough of the hotel and the pandemic and all of that. So today, essentially, that you are our honorous guest, and what we're having today is to be able to have you talk about your life. And this year, you've spent 2 decades in the hotel. And so, tell us, who is George AEC? Beginning, who is George AEC?
That's quite interesting. I find it difficult to get the right responses and answers for such questions. I might say I'm a very young guy. Only 41 years old, and I have been in this is the only industry.
Life starts 40. So.
Absolutely, the only industry that I have worked in all my life. I came to Labadi at the age of 18, 19. Thereabout, I started as a waiter. Yeah, you won't believe this, and I've done my bit, rising through the ranks to becoming supervisors in the food and beverage outlets. We talk about the restaurants, the bars. Moved on to the sales, mainline sales, as a sales coordinator, and then also did well and got promoted to become senior sales. And here I am as a sales manager. And I must say it has been quite an interesting journey because I, for once, I can say that I combined both experiences with food and beverage aspect as well as mainline sales and all that. And there's something that one of my senior colleagues tells me that I am close to becoming a general manager with my vast experience in hospitality. So it's been a very good experience, a learning curve, and I see a lot of prospect and I see a lot of opportunities in this industry. And so I'm always daring to do new things and to also be innovative and creative in this industry and in this space.
I think that you've just run us through quickly, too fast. Yeah. But again, what was your edge in at the age of 18, also in our culture, that young age, sometimes you don't have the, it is not very popular in you know, getting into work or working at that age. What brought you into tourism or hospitality?
Well, I had just come out of high school, and as you know, usually when you are out of high school and you know, you just get bored sitting home after first 2 weeks and all that. And so I was privileged to have a cousin who used to work here, and I just said, you know what, I'm home, there is nothing. In fact, my mom helped a lot to talk to my cousin, and I just received a call one of the days through my mom to just come to Labadi, and I'd come here a novice without any experience, nothing at all. And I was given tray and glasses to handle, and you should see how I dropped all the bottles on the glasses and all that. Little did I know that I was becoming, it was a stepping stone for me. And I must say, I came here not having the mind of having a career in hospitality. That usual, you know, somebody wanting some job to be able to. However, it became a passion. I became so passionate about what I was doing, and I found so much interest doing this, and I felt that why not continue in this space, because now it became more like something that I easily do, and I loved doing it, and it became a passion. You know what they say? That if you find a job that you love doing, you will never have to work one day. And I must say it has been the same for me. There's never been a day that I feel like I'm working. I always seem to me that I'm always having fun with the job. Why? Because of the passion that I have for hospitality and tourism.
Okay, so now we say in tourism, we say that it's people's industry, people to people industry, and we pride ourselves in saying that it's a sector that touches every aspect of our lives. Now, in these two decades of serving in this sector, what has been the not just the experience, but what has been also the challenges in this sector? So, because for you to be for you to have worked in 20 years in a sector like this, what are some of the challenges that you think can be corrected for people who like to join the hospitality subsector?
I think you said it right. Two decades, I must say there's been a lot of challenges. But again, we must understand that we are in a service industry. We're in a space where it is people focused or customer focused and all that. We have had to meet a lot of people from diverse backgrounds, people, diverse cultures and all that. And sometimes one's culture, may have some meanings and all that. It has been challenging dealing with a lot of people, people that we call difficult guests and all that. But again, we understand what we do, and we know that this is a business where we always say the guest is always what? Right. And so we put ourselves usually and mainly in the shoes of the guest, and we understand things from that perspective. And once we do that, it makes it easier, though sometimes it is difficult to embrace as a hotel operator. But we put ourselves in the shoes of the guest, and then we get to empathize and to know what they mean. Challenges have been so many, but I must say that with understanding and the right tools and techniques, the right trainings that we have had, conflict resolution, customer-centric focus and all that, it has really built us so well to be able to surmount every challenge that has come our way. And I think it's one thing that I will say, it the industry needs a lot of training. The industry needs a lot of training for its staff and its people who work in this industry. For example, if you go to restaurants, I am saying One of the things that we picked, which we have held and continue to train the younger generations that are picking, coming after us, is how, for example, if you go to the restaurant, the process, you know, of arrival until the guests depart from the restaurant, how you take them through, for example, sitting, welcoming them, sitting them in the restaurant, giving them their menus, what is food dish of the day and all that, taking them through the process. It seems to me that all these things are beginning to find their way out of place, and the guest never gets the second drink. The guest never gets that kind of petty talk. Would you want some tea, coffee? I said digestive and all that. It's beginning to. So people are just, it's become like a motion where you just come and people just allow you to have your meals and go. And I think these are people that we're working with. We need to understand and then make them feel the customer is always the king and always right. We need to make sure that we don't drop the services and then the standards in this industry.
What are your thoughts on proponents who are saying that big hotels like yours, Labadi Beach Hotel, and other units, in conjunction with the regulator, are able to put up or attach a certain form of human resource training, both with a hospitality institution and say a vocational institute, to be able to let people understand, the sector. We know we have a hot cat here in Ghana. Yeah. Yeah. But again, what is it that both the hotel, either the authority or the institutions can do to bridge the gap?
I agree with that school of thought, because I strongly believe, like I said from the beginning, it is an industry that is always, there is a space for innovation and then for creativity. We mentioned right from this discussion, COVID has come in. And so definitely once you're talking about training, there are tastes and preferences of the customers which vary from time to time. And so definitely there are training needs, there are particular skills that are required in some of the areas, in this industry. That will definitely ensure that if not at all, standards are met, if not at all to exceed the expectations of the guests, at least we meet their expectations. So definitely you have different guests who are coming with different tastes, different preferences and all that. And I believe the call for training, collaborating with the HRs and then the training institutions or the vocational institutions of CART, I can't remember the last time I heard with them, it's not been that vibrant as far as I'm concerned. And so the call for trainings for hotel workers, it's in the right direction to be able to meet the growing needs and demands of the industry players, as in the guests that comes to the hotel.
Back to your own journey again. What are your high points in this 2 decades of working in the sector?
High points.
You've seen a lot of guests, you've seen a lot of dignitaries, you've seen a lot of people in the sector, and sometimes serving the people and dealing with them has its own unique trait.
Well, which year was this? I can't remember, but I remember very well that I was the supervisor when ex-president George Walker Bush visited Ghana, and then I was the one that took care of them. He once turned back when I was serving him his drink and meals, and he says, "You are doing a great job, man." And I felt so proud. Wow. That I came close to people like that. I've had to meet with people like Lennox Lewis, the boxer, the heavyweight champion. I've met a lot. I mean, this industry, I don't know who I haven't met. I've met quite some heavyweights, the president, the current president, the vice president, and then all that. I've met people in government here and there, and officials, Tony Blair, and all that. And it's been quite some highs for me. So if you ask me, I would say that it's been an amazing journey. It's been quite an eventful experience that I've had.
What are your next move? Probably won't say the next move, but what do you see in the years ahead of you?
I see the industry growing, regardless of the impact that COVID-19 and the challenges that it poses to us. I see an industry that has the potential to grow. And for me, I'm also positioning myself in terms of acquiring new skills and knowledge in this area and be able to do new things. I've always said that the opportunities will come, but how ready one is, it's critically important. And so I am always trying to find out what is new out there. What more can I learn? What more can I add in terms of the product that we offer here at Labadi? What new things can I do? We believe that it's an industry that has an enormous potential that is yet to be untapped. And so how best can we do new things? So I'm also getting myself there in terms of my preparation personally. Yes, learning, picking from the internet and all that, new trends and ways of doing things and how the market is playing out.
Okay, no, exciting, very exciting. And I think that it's been very, illustrious career in the tourism sector, beginning from a waiter right through to, you know, going through the mill to be, you know, where you are. Now, let's go a little bit of on family. Yeah. So, who is George? Are you married? You have kids? What do you do? You know, what do you do leisure time, apart from work and running around? What do you do?
Well,
that aspect of you.
Yeah, family life. I am married with a beautiful woman, Evelyn, okay. AEC.
Super.
We are blessed with three children. There is Brian, who is 9. There is Ivan, 7. And Audrey is the last one, who is 6 years old. I try. You know, it's difficult in our industry. I mean, but I try to make time for my family also when I do have time. And then we have some wonderful times together. So family life, it's been good so far, I must say. It's been good so far.
I know you're also very active, a very spiritual person.
We try to do something.
Yeah, very good. Now, one thing I would like to pick your opinion on before we end this conversation is, when COVID came, again, back to COVID, and borders were closed, the global travel came to a halt. We all saw, and it's been predicted, that for recovery, it will be domestic tourism, and at some point regional tourism, before long haul will take a long time too. Now, in a destination as like Ghana, where our tourism is strongly hinged on inbound, how is Labadi Beach Hotel or your group doing to stimulate those interests in terms of people beginning to take domestic trips?
I think this is one
the
of the
incentives
thi-
that
absolutely this is
place.
One of the things that I failed to mention earlier. Like you said, we realize that now, okay, so there was no way people could travel again. Ordinarily, people would have traveled maybe 2-3 times on holidays every year. But COVID and then all that kind of curtailed these privileges. And so we put together a few programs. I remember we had our own staycation. We also had forces. We joined with another Ariel's Haven. Just last week, we had a retreat here. And I must say that we never thought that we were going to make some inroads in on the local market. But it paid off at the end because we've seen that, especially during the weekends, Ghanaians will love to have their weekends travel out and all that. And Labadi provides both leisure and business feel. And so I must say that we've begun seeing a lot of local and domestic tourism in terms of the people that come here. And I think it's the way to go now. That's also a way to build this industry domestically. And
you as a hotel, I know other hotels may have different approaches to it. But again, did you give some incentive? Did you offer something? Because remember that we are coming out from a very difficult situation. And how are you, what mechanism that you're putting in place to attract people to say, let's travel again? Because people, again, not travel, not outside, but the fact that people are not so sure, people are afraid to travel because of COVID, etc. But are you putting some specific, either, I don't know whether it's promotion or something that says that Labadi open, is open to you, and the fact that people can look to come and have their staycation or whatever you call it here?
Precisely so. We did that. We looked at the market, and we know that it is not as strong as it is out there. And so definitely, usually the budgets for the local market, we have seen...
It's price sensitive, yes.
Certainly. So what we did was to make sure that we had a very good package. We dealt with local travel agents, and we ask them what their opinion is, because obviously these players are on the market and then they know what's happening. And so it was something that we collaborated and knew what was really like market sellable rate, something that would definitely be accepted by the Ghanaians. And we did give a lot of incentives, like full board packages and all that. And it was quite good. I mean, rates as low as $169 in a five-star hotel, with upgrades to the luxury room and all that. It's I mean, including breakfast, taxes and all that. It's something that I believe it's a good deal.
Okay, no, good, excellent. Now, in wrapping up, what will be your words to people, you know, potential people, you know, people prospecting in the tourism sector? We know that tourism is taking a big hit. What will be your advice to them, especially in the hospitality sector?
I think there is, once again, enormous opportunities in hospitality. I will call on industry players to do what needs to be done in terms of training, in terms of being there and tapping into all these opportunities, giving trainings where it is required to the staff and the hotel people that work and all that. And then I'll say that we need to come out and ensure that the protocols that are there to prevent COVID and its spread are in place, and definitely business is back to life. So I'm calling on people to do just that. And then I think we have our lives back again.
George AC, thank you for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.